Well, let's go to Topeka and get the latest from Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. He's on KCMO Talk Radio kicking off the week. Senator, good morning. Thank you for being here. We always appreciate your time.
You bet. Good morning, Pete. How are you doing?
We're doing well, Senator. There's a lot I want to dive into legislatively, but I first want to start off with the news last week that you guys ousted Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop after he had been driving on I-70 the wrong direction, had twice the legal limit blood alcohol level, and then the affidavit came out last week that said he had some not-so-nice things to say to law enforcement, saying he would take him and calling him Donut Boy. You guys voted to oust him as Senate Majority Leader. Was the affidavit and what came out in that, was that the final straw, or do you think this would have happened regardless of the information in that?
Oh, I think yes and yes. Actually, you know, the affidavit, when it became clear of some of the actions, I think it sped up the time frame. I think just the sheer decision that he made, you know, to get in the car in that condition, I think the clock had started. I think the furthest it would have gone would be to the end of session. But, you know, when the affidavit came out, it was understood it was time to make a change because of the distraction it brought, you know, amongst other things.
Mm-hmm. Was that something that, I know that you guys all have relationships there, personal, beyond politics, across the aisle in many cases. How much more difficult did that make it in this case, or was this just beyond that because of, you know, what happened that night and because of how bad that decision was that night by Senator Sullentrop?
Yeah, I mean, those decisions are always very difficult. What makes his unique and why action needed to be taken was his position in leadership more than anything, right? It's hard. It's difficult enough, particularly here in these last weeks of session where lots of high emotion and stress, and then you have this added on top. It was just that needed to be removed, and Gene needs to, you know, focus on getting his own life straightened out.
So is there anything else that what does that mean then for people back home saying, okay, the Senate Majority Leader is no longer the Senate Majority Leader in Topeka? Does someone take over that role? Like, how big of a title is that? Or do you take those responsibilities as Senate President? What does that look like?
I mean, it is an important office, but we have an assistant majority leader by election. Senator Alley out of Cali County is our assistant, and I had transferred him into that role predominantly even prior to this. As soon as the came out, you lose some moral authority, if nothing else, right? So Larry had already stepped up, so we moved him in, and now we just made that formal. We also helped when needed, and so we'll have an election for a new majority leader. I think we scheduled that for May 26th.
Gotcha. He is a Senate President in Topeka, Ty Masterson on KCMO. Senator, let's talk about this bill that you guys passed last week just around the transgender sports and kind of how that all ties together. These bills are popping up all over the country. You guys passed this in the Senate as well. Where does this stand right now regarding Governor Kelly? Has she said anything specific about it? And if she were to veto it, which is expected, can you guys override that veto? Do you think you have the votes there?
I mean, several questions. This is another one of these issues that the issue is never the issue, right? The drama around that thing was just incredible. It should just be non-controversial, right? Just in basic physiology. I mean, it's not even about gender, right, or sexuality, orientation. It's just about basic physiological fairness. That's why we divide people up in ages and weight classes and all kinds of other reasons to create competitive fairness. But man, with the culture war, when you can't win the argument, though, that's when you go to the, incendiary, persecution and bigotry and all that, and attack people. So that's what our margins. It's kind of a long way to answer. We had 26 votes in the Senate for it. Takes 27 to override it. I have two on the sidelines that are a little afraid of the culture war. So I think the answer on the Senate side is yes, we can override it. I mean, there's no question she's going to veto it. I mean, that her party has gone so far that direction. They wouldn't stand for it if she didn't, I don't think. And so, but we'll see, she's in a little trouble there because that's in general population, that's a 90% issue, with us on fairness. So we'll see what she does. The House, I don't know. They were in the upper 70s on that vote. Takes them 84. But like I say, there are a few on the margins that, we'll see what they do when pressure comes. We will make an attempt to override it. I think we'll get it on the Senate side. I hope we can get it on the House side.
Very interesting. Ty Masterson's on KCMO, Kansas Senate President. Medicaid expansion, Senator, has gotten a lot of attention. We know that, you know, some of the usual media folks here in our area are pushing for you guys to expand Medicaid. They want that. The governor wants that. They're seeing free money from the feds and saying, why not do it? You guys obviously are against it. Where are we on the issue of Medicaid expansion right now in Topeka?
We actually let the subject matter come up this year in session. We actually had that debate. I knew just for political reasons that was going to come as an amendment to a bill. And, you know, the prior president wouldn't even let those bills come up. But I let the bill come up. The Democrats had the amendment. We had the debate. It got 12 votes out of 40. So It has no platform right now in the Kansas legislature.
It has none. And that's why, okay, so the governor is still pushing for it. Now, for those that simply say, hey, why not take this free money from the feds and get people more health care? How do you respond to that?
Well, there's a backside to that. I mean, yeah. It hasn't saved any rural hospitals. You're starting to put the able-bodied adults onto welfare programs. There's all kinds of negative issues with it. And then wait until people see what the cost of this free money is, right? After all the TOBA dollars and the trillions, you know, I mean, there's already some basic supplies that are, you know, five and six times over in cost. Wait till that inflation really digs in and they really realize what that free money costs them.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And that's where, I mean, it seems like the debate gets caught up in why wouldn't you want, Senator, more people to be covered when it comes to their health issues and health concerns. But the side that you're talking about, the cost, every state, it seems like, that has adopted this has had to spend more money on this than has been talked about. You do expand the welfare rolls. So I just wonder how you make sure that you are getting the message across that this is not the utopia that people believe that it is.
And we're working on positive alternatives, too. I mean, the numbers you see in the general media are all skewed because in every case, almost half of the people that they're saying will get come on Medicaid expansion are coming off of private insurance. It's not that they're all uninsured. So you're moving half of them off, and there's all kinds of other ways like association plans, short-term plans, things where we can actually reach out and cover people that are not part of just expanding the colossus of Medicaid.
Interesting. Now, what about the issue of school choice, Senator, as we have a couple more minutes left here? You guys have pushed through some school choice plans that also are tied into the budget, and you actually are giving, as I understand it, you tell me if I'm wrong, you're giving the governor the increase in public dollars towards schools that she wanted, but you are attaching a school choice option for certain parents to this bill. What does that look like, and where is that bill right now?
Well, unfortunately, the last day of session, Friday, I lost that on a 20-20 vote. And that is what you're right in what we were doing. We were giving all the money, including, you know, the CARES dollars are adding another $1 billion to just our K-12 system in Kansas.
Wow.
And we were even left in the court case money, which was an additional $240 million, in order to try to get just even some school choice for the at-risk kids. So it was very limited in its scope. You know, but it was, you know, educational savings counts for, you know, at-risk children to give them some choices, their parents some choices. But it was a little dramatic there at the end. We had two people gone, and we lost it on Thursday night, 20-18. And I had 21, and I knew one of the guys gone was 21. I brought him in, and the next day we got him up there. And so we were expecting 21, but one of the senators that had been for it didn't tell me, and all of a sudden switched their vote at the end, and we lost it again 20-20.
So what does that mean now for any type of school choice going forward? Are you going to now just have to pass the budget as it currently stands and give the money increase, and there's not going to be any of that school choice, or what happens now?
I'm going to take a look. You know, the joke and speak is nothing. You want to die there because nothing's ever really dead. But we'll see what that looks like. We're on break right now till what we call wrap up or veto session. We'll start on May 3rd. And so that will be the next opportunity. And we'll look at that. It doesn't make me optimistic for that. And it's kind of tragic that, you know, because it's like from a Republican perspective, that vote was 20-9, but those nine can join the 11 D's and get me to 20, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see what that looks like. But, you know, it's not dead, but I'm not optimistic at this point.
He is Senate President in Topeka, Ty Masterson. We always appreciate him coming on the show here. Been very busy in Topeka, Senator. Thank you so much for hopping on the program.
You bet. Thank you, Pete.
You bet. You too. That is Ty Masterson on KCMO Talk Radio. We're at 576-7710. Very good guest. Guy, he explains things very well, I think, to those of us that aren't on the inner workings of what's happening in Topeka. So we appreciate him hopping on KCMO Talk Radio.